Megan Volstead, Executive Director of the Iowa AgriTech Accelerator.
Megan, let's begin by helping our listeners better understand the Accelerator program.
We have a 100-day program in the summer. We work with early-stage ag tech companies and bring them to Des Moines. We provide seed funding for their business, a mentorship, and housing so that we can really help to get their business much in a better place than they could do on their own. Huge pieces of that are the support from the mentors that we have that aid in their product development, their market fit, and other business areas.
And you've been through year one of the program. You graduated your first class. Give me some of the highlights.
Sure. Our first year was fantastic. Our first cohort had some really great innovations working. So we had teams working on miniature tractors and innovation in the hog pork industry for heating elements for farrowing facilities. We had phenomics technology, software as a service for farming operations, no-till farming equipment. And so there was a great variety that we had to work with.
I'm sure the blueprint for the first year was great, but usually it's once you're in the thick of things that you learn, you know, if we would have done this differently or that differently, tweaking and improving. What did you identify from last year that you're hoping to improve upon this year?
Sure. A big change from last year is our timeline. So we are shifting to a 94-day program, and it's a little bit earlier in the year. So our classes in 2018 will be May 29th through August 30th, and that then does not overlap with harvest, and it's in between that and spring planting. So our teams, if they are working with beta testing or clients out in the field, they can focus on that, and then we won't interfere.
Yeah, maybe I should have started with this, but explain to our listeners why a program like this is so important.
Sure. This is definitely to support the ag tech innovation that can happen in ag ecosystem. The ag tech companies that are out there, it's huge for them to have mentorship support so that they can accelerate their growth quicker. And a lot of the resources that we have through the funding, through the mentorship, the entrepreneurs in residence, and then our investor companies provides a lot of that to them.
Now, there's something that you're going to be doing new this year in March. Tell us about that event.
Right. So we are working on an Ag Tech Day for National Ag Week. That is March 23rd. We are hosting ag tech startups who are outside of our program to tap into our mentor network and the resources that we have to give them some guidance and advice. It's a one-day event in the Science Center in Des Moines, Iowa. It's free for the startups. Should be a great event so that they can connect with different mentors. And then also we'll have a Q&A panel of some later stage companies so that they can, as founders, kind of get some advice and bounce ideas back and forth.
So what do the startups need to do if they're interested?
For Ag Tech Day, there's an application online on our website. Currently, we are also accepting applications for our 2018 cohort in the Accelerator, and those are open also on the website until April 2nd.
What else about this have we not covered that we need to?
Sure. Some other highlights for the program this year. We've incorporated the timeline so that we can end at the Farm Progress Show. So we will have a bigger presence with our current cohort and our past cohort and potentially some other startups to be at the Farm Progress Show. We also will still have our demo day in October with the World Food Prize. So anticipate seeing the pitch practices prior to that to prepare for demo day in October in Des Moines.
Yeah, with the mentors, are you looking to expand the number of mentors that you have that participate in this?
Sure. Our mentor program has actually grown quite a bit from the last year. So we are at about 118 mentors, and those are fantastic professionals in ag business, in legal industry, marketing, in all sorts of areas. I'm still happily accepting mentors because that is the key to our program. We are mentor driven, and a huge takeaway from the startups last year was the connections that they made from the mentors.
Yeah, I see the networking potential of this, and it's really exciting to think about.
Absolutely. I think this is a great way that a startup can get some support and not really be totally on their own. It gives them a good background and structure for how to move forward.
Any specific progress updates on that original class? How maybe a business idea that has really seen some growth or has taken the next step with getting to that point of being a standalone business?
Sure. So from our alum last year, we have a couple of teams who are getting ready to raise funds, FairPro and Wisrin. FairPro is also working on their beta product in testing right now, and so they're doing very well. All of the teams still working really hard, and I check in with them to keep supporting them and also make sure that I can help them when I can.
Anything else, Megan?
That is all for now.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.